Blog Talk Radio.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together like that. Keep shaking.
Everybody doing tonight? I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the Before You Go Pro locker room. And tonight's show, we have somebody very special lined up for you guys. As always, we try to bring people into the locker room that can help you along your football journey, people that you can learn from, you can get advice from, and really get some insights into what the business of football is all about. Tonight's show is no different than any other. We have a young man by the name of Kendrick Payne. He was a stellar high school athlete coming out of the Houston, Texas area. He chose to come to the Bay Area and play college ball at the University of Cal Berkeley. And I believe we already have Kendrick on the line. Let's see if we can get him in the locker room. Hello, Kendrick, can you hear us tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here. Hello, everyone. How you doing?
Perfect. Good, good. No, we appreciate having you on, Kendrick. I know that we had a chance to meet you shooting one of the YGP TV episodes. We thought that you're somebody we wanted to expose to our kids, so appreciate you coming on tonight.
No problem at all. It's my pleasure.
So we want to get right into it. I know this is your first time in the locker room, but we have an audience of young, aspiring football players, ages 13 through 19. So these are kids in the eighth grade all the way to junior college. Many of them aspire to play at a Pac-12 school like you did. So I want to get right into it, man. For the people that don't know you, where did you originally grow up?
I originally grew up in Hempstead, Texas, a small town right outside of the Houston area. And, you know, as in my childhood, I was kind of back. Yeah.
Definitely. And hopefully you can hear me, Kendrick, because you're breaking up a little bit. But obviously coming out of the Houston, Texas area, a lot of talent. Was football something that you felt was pressed upon you, or was it something that you wanted to do? Maybe having a little technical difficulty right here. Kendrick, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Great. Sorry about that. I was asking, you know, the Houston, Texas area is laden with talent. Was football something that you felt pressured to do, or was it something that you wanted to do?
Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you now, Kendrick. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, pressured, not at all.
Okay. Kendrick, can you hear me right now? Kendrick, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can you give me a chance? I'm trying to move to a different area.
We're having a little difficulty. So that's all right. Maybe get you in the area where we can hear each other. I can hear you now.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Hello?
Perfect. Yes. So you didn't feel pressure to play high school ball. Did you feel like as soon as you stepped into the high school setting that you were ready to make plays, or was it a development process?
Is this in high school?
Yes, in high school.
I came in.
Hey, Kendra, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was asking about your high school experience. Were you a star right out of the gate, or did it take you some time to adjust to the high school game?
It really was a transitional period, you know, playing middle school ball to coming to a big 5A high school. But I feel like I handled it pretty well, and I played a lot my sophomore year and was starting my junior and senior.
Was your high school traditionally one of those Texas powerhouses, or were you guys middle of the pack team? Your high school team?
Oh, no. We were always at the top of our division or our conference. And, you know, from there, we usually, you know, leveled out around the second or third, you know, pretty much all my time. Second or third rounds, that is, and which is six rounds in the Texas high school playoffs to get to the state championship game. So we usually finished in about the second, third round. You know, we'll get knocked out around there. But we also led the state in our track program. was one of the tops. And Crown Forest was just all around stellar school academically and athletically.
Now, obviously, you were a star in football. Were there any other sports that you played in high school, or did you concentrate on football solely?
Around my sophomore year, and I kind of, you know, regret it to this day,
You're breaking up a little bit, Kendra. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you clearly.
Okay, great. So you were saying that you kind of regretted dropping the other sports?
Yes, I went from football, basketball, and to just football.
Gotcha. Now, did you do that because somebody encouraged you to, or did you just kind of see the writing on the wall and you knew you would make your hay in football?
There definitely was some encouragement to do so. You know, and I feel that, you know, there are a lot of coaches and other players out there who are going to get in young athletes, you know, get into their head and kind of tell them, you know, this and that, different things, you know, in order to get them to do what they want to do. So you got to be wary of that. If you have a passion for multiple sports, then at least while you're in high school, I feel like you should pursue it. I'm not saying that you should, you know, overextend yourself and go out there and just, you know, be tired or get yourself hurt in any way. But if you're capable of doing, you know, different sports year-round, I definitely encourage you to do so, you know, because this is something that you're going through a stage where you're going to make a lot of changes and your passions or you know, need to be fed by many different things, you know. So I feel like it's good to kind of, you know, not only focus on football because there comes a lot of stress with that.
Great point. Now, when was it, Kendrick, that you realized you had the capabilities to play at the major college level? Was it one of your coaches pulling you aside and telling you, or were you just dominant that you knew? What was the light bulb that makes you know you could play in college?
Really just the fact that, you know, my uncle has been, you know, in my ear since I can remember, you know, talking about his accomplishments and not as far as bragging, but encouraging me, my brothers. You know, I have two younger brothers that are, one who's playing at University of Texas El Paso, and a few other cousins who play some D2 Division AA ball. And it's just like, you know, to see our uncles and our dads, you know, and really, like I said, I got a heavily laced football family. We aspire to be just like them or even outdo them, and that's what what they kind of feed off of to give us that encouragement and to, you know, make us do the extra workouts. And, you know, we would go and work out with the team and everything, and then right after that we head over to work out with my uncle, which was usually much more harder than, you know, the school workouts.
So you're saying there was a lot of work behind the scenes nobody got to see, huh?
Yeah, of course, of course. And hey, you gotta do what you can to separate yourself, you know. And it's not doing as much as you can do, but it's being smart about it and, you know, really focusing on the things that you need some improvement at and setting out to improve it, you know.
Definitely. Now, you received multiple college scholarship offers, Kendrick, and as everybody knows, there's a student piece to receiving a college scholarship. Was school something that came easy to you in high school, or did you have to work pretty hard to get your grades?
At different times, I had to work my butt off, you know, and it always was a constant struggle because I never stopped playing sports year-round. I was baseball, football, track, you know, basketball. So that's where kind of the struggle came in, you know. But I feel like the biggest part to it all is just going in and showing that you know, you're there and you want to learn, you know. And that's what frustrates me about a lot of people when it comes to school. It's like we're all not on the same maybe reading level or math level, but you can't coach effort, you know, and that's just how I feel. Like you can encourage effort, but you can't put it into somebody who doesn't want it for themselves. So you have to know that first and foremost that academics is the only way to you know, follow your sports passions.
When you were looking at different universities to decide where you wanted to go to college, Kendrick, was academics something that was on your mind, or were you solely thinking about football?
Okay. Before I start, can you hear me? Is the connection a little bit better?
This is perfect. I can hear you great.
Okay, cool. Sorry about that earlier. But, yeah, look, when I was younger, you couldn't tell me I wasn't going to Florida State. I actually just was writing in my journal the other day, and I just, you know, kind of thought about it all. And as a childhood dream, I wanted to go to FSU. I wanted to do the Tomahawk Chalk and maybe even run out with the horse in the Seminole, you know. So, but as I got older, really my senior year, I just kind of sat back as I started to get all these offers. And, you know, my mom was in my ear, who's been a teacher pretty much, you know, all throughout my years in grade school, or at least junior high. And, you know, you start to really think about life after football, like, because that's such a big part of your life. You know, you usually live with about 60, 70 years here in America, so you only play football. Most people, the max is with 40, you know, around there, and that's very rare. So you still got a chunk of life to live. So that being said, I thought that Berkeley, you know, University of California, Berkeley would give me better opportunities, you know, and just to, you know, really, really figure out what it was that my purpose is on this earth. So
definitely. Now, you came from Texas, and I know that they care a lot about their football in Texas. Did you find people giving you grief because you left the state?
No, I can't say that people really gave me grief. It was more so that I feel like you looked at a certain way once you come out here from Texas, and I definitely feel like at times, just like players, you know, California people who are in California kind of encourage and want their players to, you know, be on the scene more so. But I'm glad that, you know, I was able to continue a pipeline from Texas to California, especially at University of California, that has proved to, you know, be quite well, work out quite well for the players and the school, you know. So it's just a whirlwind kind of that I went through, and at times I wasn't able to see the bigger picture. But I tell you this, wherever you choose to go to school, it's going to be within where, you know, the true adversity will come from. And a lot of times we, you know, we kind of feel sorry for ourselves and we quit, but we're not just quitting on ourselves, but we're quitting on just all the things that can come out of a situation that's a struggle, you know. The struggle makes it all worth it, you know, in the end it makes the reaping the benefits so much better, you know, and that's not even saying, you know, you should extend yourself to a place or school where you don't feel comfortable, but at any school you choose, there's going to be some hardship. So I'm not a believer in, you know, backing down or running from adversity. So be prepared to go through some things once you go out there and get away from mom and dad and really your support system that you've had up until that point. And be accepting and willing to, you know, begin a new family and be accepted into a family that's going to just expand your family and your knowledge and just the love that you have for people who are not kin to you. So it's something. It's definitely something.
I appreciate you bringing that up because many of our kids go through highs and lows throughout a football season. So we appreciate you bringing that up, that you just got to keep fighting and stick to it. Now, once you got to the University of Cal, did you feel like you were prepared academically and athletically from the high school you were at, or did you feel a little overwhelmed?
Berkeley has a summer bridge program that really, really helped a lot of people that I was, you know, in the same class with. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go through that program because I was an early graduate, which now that I look back, you know, I kind of cherish that opportunity simply because I made some good friends and I was able to get here and start early. But I also, you know, kind of I felt like I wanted to experience, if I could do it all over, I would want to experience my last semester of high school and then come into college and get prepared through the summer bridge programs that really, you know, kind of make that transition a lot easier. So it definitely was a struggle for me in the beginning, but there was so much help and support, and that's one of the biggest things. You got to make sure that the help and support system for the academics is legit, you know. It's not just enough to let them tell you and show you graduation rates and this, that, and the other. You want to actually see students going into tutoring and talk to the students who struggle, you know, because there's definitely going to be some guys who struggle and some dudes who excel. So, you know, talk to both of them about how much assistance they're able to get, you know, with the things that they struggle with. So that's a big thing, and that's definitely a help.
I'm glad that you brought up that you graduated in 3.5 years from high school, which is an amazing feat, man. It goes to show you how hard work can go far for somebody. What was the inspiration in graduating early and leaving to go to Cal in the spring? Was it to get on the field early?
My inspiration to graduate early originally came from a counselor who I ran into my ninth grade year, and he kind of inspired me to go for the distinguished, because we had a distinguished and we just had a required, like, graduation plan. So the distinguished kind of, you know, really made sure that you were prepared for college. And, you know, and that's something that's big, too. And when you're in high school, really pay attention to your class setup, you know, and really go in and have one-on-ones with your counselors about their plan for you. Are you on a distinguished plan? Are you on a regular, normal plan? You know, because in the end, it all came down to the fact that, you know, I had did enough over my 3 years because I was very adamant about making sure I was in the right classes and I did what I had to do. My last semester, I was actually taking classes over the weekend also to make sure I finished. But the main reason for me doing all of that was to get to school early, you know, which I finally was able to do and, you know, jump right in there. I was able to make that transition into the weight program and you know, really get my body ready to be on the field. And I played as a freshman. Unfortunately, after my second game, I was hurt.
And I felt like it was simply because I had put on so much weight and been doing so much so quickly that I didn't give my body time to really adapt to it all. So that's something to definitely be conscious of. Don't let fear take over you, but, you know, just be conscious of certain things. And especially it kind of differentiates for the different positions. Linemen, a lot of linemen coming out of high school are going to have to put on a lot of weight. And even if not a lot of weight, they're going to have to put on muscle. So that's going to add weight to you because it's heavier than fat. So just be conscious of it and don't feel rushed. Even if you do graduate early, don't feel rushed or pressured to go out there as a true freshman. You'll know when you're ready. And sometimes it does take a leap of faith, you know, but make a conscious decision to do so.
Great advice, Kendrick. And for those that are just joining with us, we're in the BYGP locker room. We are with Mr. Kendrick Payne. He's a former Cal Bear, was one of the top defensive linemen on their team, and he's been gracious enough to come into the locker room and give us some advice. Kendrick, talk to us a little bit about how you got on the field early, because a lot of freshmen want to play as a true freshman. You're somebody who actually did it. What do you think it was that helped get you on the field early?
It's funny you say that because it kind of leads into something that I hope we talk about later. Staying healthy, man, that's one of the biggest things that an athlete can do, you know, just because we read a book my freshman year that talent is never enough. And if you're not prepared physically and spiritually to be out there on that field, it, even if you do get out there, it won't work out for you. So one thing that I say, make sure that you're into some type of extracurricular stretching / flexibility, mobility exercise. I'm getting certified currently in Pilates, and yoga is also a great spiritual building exercise. Spiritual and mental strength is the spirituality and mental strength are the key components of yoga. And I say that mental strength is going to be the most important thing along this journey because your muscles get tired, you know, your passions at times, you know, with football, it's a love-hate thing, and there's a very thin line between it, you know. So at times you're going to be disgusted by the thought of practice. So I just tell you that you immediately be able to have the mental strength to transform that negative energy into something positive. As soon as you cross that line on the football field, it's go time. You know, that's not to say at times you can't have a downtime. Sometimes people need to complain. Sometimes people need to talk it out. But do not dwell on the negative. Find the positive in every situation you're in, and you'll be all right.
That is fabulous advice, Kendrick, and so many kids need that tonight. And I hope you guys are really getting something out of what Kendrick's talking about. Talk to us a little bit about, I know that when you were at Cal, you went through a coaching change and you had a special relationship with your position coach. Talk to us a little bit about that coaching change. Was that something that you saw coming or was it unexpected?
I knew that, you know, sooner or later it was coming. I was hoping that it would be worked out, you know, in some way that I could keep my coach, you know, because he was truly missed once he left. But that's something that's just mental strength is going to play a part in, you know, and he was a big, you know, he really, really pushed that to us that, you know, the weight room and the football field and the film and all that, you know, it all kind of funneled to building up your mental strength, you know, and your mental cap, you know, to deal with the adversity that you're going to deal with just as being a human being, you know. So at the end of the day, it was like the transition really, really threw me for a loop, but I was prepared so well by my coach that I had no choice but to go on because I had bought into what he was teaching me. And I believed it, and I knew that I would be all right. So I hope and pray that you all can get somebody that really is a a leader, and not just somebody that talks the talk, but also walks the walk, and you'll be fine. But even through that, if you feel like your position coach isn't capable of giving you what you need, you still can learn so much from people, regardless if they're telling you the right or wrong things. It's like you are your own person, so if somebody's telling you something, don't just take it for what it is. Actually, ask him to show you, or actually ask somebody else to show you how this works. You know, and when you go there, you're able to say, okay, he knows what he's talking about. I can believe in this guy, you know, or just don't get there and be all big-eyed. And it's good to soak up a lot, you know, because that's just going to happen naturally. But always do it, you know, go through it, decipher it with a grain of, as if it were a grain of salt, you know. So that's the one thing that I can tell you, and that'll really help you out in whatever situation you come into, regardless of who your coach is and what their background is.
Talk to us a little bit, Kendrick, about getting prepared for life after football. When you were at Cal, which is obviously a prestigious university, did you feel like there was time or there was teaching as far as life after football, or do you feel like the majority of your time was spent on football?
You know, honestly, I would hope that Cal is one of the better schools that, you know, really, really nurturing a guy's, you know, mental, you know, as opposed, I mean, and physical, and really encouraging them to reach for things, reach for passions that go deeper than just the game of football, because football has so many facets that you can do anything you want in the game or in the world of sports, you know, kind of, you can find your niche, whether it be sales, whether it be marketing, you know, sports lawyer, sports agent, whatever it is. And a lot of athletes, you know, kind of hold to those things a little bit better than somebody that doesn't play sports, or it makes the transition from your sport to the real world easier. Like for me, my thing was Pilates, man, and it at this point it's just like a dream come true, because this is something that I've done and has been proven to me to save lives and save careers. You know, I have a fracture in my lower back and one of my L4, L5 discs, and it almost, you know, brought my career to a halt. But through core strengthening exercises that Pilates really encourages, you know, I'm able to still do and go and play and do whatever it is that I want to do, and I'm continuously staying on it. And I just, as I learn more, I hunger for more. So find something that really intrigues your passion, and you'll be okay. And even if it's not encouraged by your team or by your program, which the NCAA and other players have, you know, really started to make that a bigger sense of urgency on that, you know, as it's really the student should come first before the athlete, you know, because without that student, you have nothing, you know. So, and I mean that, you know, you have to be a student of the game, a student of life. So if you're not able to learn, you really, I'm not going to say useless, because I'm sure you can find something to do, but I know people don't want to be in some type of monotonous job, you know, that doesn't require any in-depth thinking.
Talk to us a little bit, Kendrick, about the opportunity at a major university like Cal Berkeley or like a Stanford, or you mentioned Florida State before. Do you think that most athletes value that opportunity and understand what type of opportunity being at a college is?
I would say it's about 50-50, you know. You get some guys who, you know, just end up at the school that they end up, you know, for whatever reasons, and don't really have a plan, you know. But some people like myself, I had it all planned out, you know, and it didn't go as I planned still. So I just encourage the guys out there listening, the young men and young women listening, that you have a plan of what it is that you want to do. You know, you see yourself, you envision this plan, and you see this and not only do you see it, you feel the feeling of reaping the benefits from it. You feel yourself at a Super Bowl. You feel yourself receiving your degree. and you just say thank you, you know. And once you do that, I guarantee blessings will be bestowed upon you. And just go through life with that same mentality. Whatever it is that I want, whether it be to get the snap correct or to take my right foot and step first with my left, whatever it may be, you can visualize that first. Visualize it, see it, feel it, and then just...
Great point. Talk to us, and we're roughly got a couple more questions here, about five more minutes, Kendrick, and we appreciate your time so much. I know that the Cal Berkeley family, they felt the unfortunate, timely death of Ted Agu, one of your former teammates. We're a Bay Area-based company, so, you know, Before You Go Pro is very aware of Ted and the unfortunate circumstance. I know that Ted was a friend of yours, Kendrick. Can you tell us what his passing has meant to you as far as just living your life, and then also what you want people to remember about Ted?
I have friends. I have, you know, some people who I associate with, but some people that you meet are just family, and Ted was one of those people, man. And it was so surprising to me at his memorial after to see the thousands of people who felt the exact same way, man. And it's like once you see something and hear something like that, you know this person was something unique and special, as we all
yeah.
are. It's just that you have to really be able to tap into that and not, like I say, dwell on the negative. But to go back, you know, to your question, I just encourage, you know, people to – who really follow their passions, man, and really, you know, just aspire to change the world, and then not only aspire to do so, you be that change, you know. So, and that's something that Ted lived by, and every day he woke up, man, it was do or die. It was never halfway, you know, halfway in with him. So that's something that, you know, I've really held on to. If I'm going to put my mind to something, I'm going to be in it. And if I'm going to dedicate myself to something, I'm going to be in it, you know. So that's something that I took to him that I'll never let go.
Yeah, so rest in peace, Ted Agu, and I know he's with you and the rest of the Cal Bears. So thanks for sharing that with us. Last but not least, Kendrick, and once again, we appreciate your time. You expressed that you have found an immense amount of love for Pilates. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you're up to now and what do you think the benefits of Pilates are for football players?
Oh, well, definitely. When it comes to preventing injuries, man, this is up there, top tier, you know, top of the line. You know, this is the best thing you could be doing, you know. Honestly, there are quite a few apparatuses and, you know, techniques that you can do on the mat at home without the apparatuses that just allow you to really tap into your core strength and the control of your muscles, you know. So that's what it's all about, you know, getting those muscles to really fire sequentially in order to prevent, you know, getting misaligned in any place or facet of your body. So therefore, you know, things can run as a well-oiled machine does, you know. So really getting into Pilates and just seeing the amount of mobility that I gain just in my hips.
You breaking up a little bit, Kendra. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear? Is it good?
Yeah, now we're good. Well, we'll leave off with this question, Kendrick, and the content and the information that you've shared tonight has been wonderful. I know the kids are getting a lot out of it. Tell us what you would tell a young Kendrick Payne coming from Houston, Texas. If you already knew the information that you know now, if you already had been through it and you had the knowledge, what would you tell a young Kendrick Payne, 18 years old, fresh on Cal Berkeley campus, that you know now that you didn't know then?
do not ever, 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 ever stop believing in yourself. And that's really, I can't say it in any other way. It's like you have to hold to your own confidence. You know, whether it's perceived on the outside as arrogance, cockiness, you know who you are. So, and if you don't, you need to find out. You know, so do not let anybody, you know, put a damper on the person that you are because you may intimidate them. Your presence may, you know, make them feel, you know, lesser. That's not your intentions. If that's not your intentions, then be who you are. You know good from bad. Your mom has taught you that since day one. And for those who don't, just continue to learn. But don't ever, ever stop believing in the person and the soul that you are at its essence. You know, you are good at your essence. So go with that and believe it.
Fabulous job, man. That is some great info, some great advice for you young kids out there, you parents out there. Kendrick is somebody who has been there. He's done it. He's a big-time recruit out of Houston, Texas. He's played against the USCs, the UCLAs of the world, and he's just an amazing man. And he's in Berkeley now doing Pilates and helping out a lot of people. So we appreciate your time, Kendrick, and we'll definitely have you back on soon.
All right, thank you. And if any of you are around Berkeley, Real People Pilates is at 2718 Telegraph Avenue. And just look us up, Real People Pilates, and ask for Kendrick or, you know, the owner. His name is Joseph Quinn. So we're out here, and we're really hoping to help young kids, you know, continue their careers.
Definitely. So you guys that are in the Bay Area, go check out Kendrick in Berkeley on Telegraph, Real People's Pilates. We appreciate having you on. You have a great night, Kendrick.
All right. Good night, everybody, and go Bears. Go check them out Friday tomorrow, 7:30, Levi Stadium, playing Oregon Ducks. Go Bears.
Definitely. All right. Have a good one. So there you guys have it, Mr. Kendrick Payne. He is somebody that loves helping people. He's got a great big heart, was a fabulous player at the University of Cal. Hopefully you guys got a lot out of tonight's show. He had some great information to share with us for all you aspiring players out there, and I know there's many of them. Tune in on next Tuesday. We're going to be bringing in another great guest to the BYGP locker room. We're going to have Coach Anthony White. He's actually a coach at San Diego State University. I know that's a school that a lot of you guys would love to attend. So tune in on Tuesday night. We're going to get after it with Coach White. If you haven't checked out the Before You Go Pro website, check us out at www.beforeyougopro.com. There is tons of content, you guys, on the website, on the social networking to help you guys further your careers. And many of you guys will get the opportunity to play college football and be a college student athlete. You have to optimize that opportunity. You have to take advantage of it. So check out our website, www.beforeyougopro.com. Please tell as many people as you know about the Before You Go Pro mission to groom young football players mentally, morally, socially, and academically. Hopefully you guys got something out of tonight. We will see you at the top. Have a good one.